Welcome back. I am Harvey Hyde. I love it and buckle up. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show, and it is now landing in South Bend, Indiana, for our Notre Dame football report with Frank Bomarico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. We want to thank our weekly sponsor for this segment, and that's Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Las Vegas. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com. For more information, Frank Pomarico, good evening to you, and thank you for joining us.
Coach, it's great to be with you. It was a very, very exciting weekend. Really, it was a great game for college football. I mean, the Irish lost the game, which was unfortunate for Irish fans and all the alumni. But as far as watching a football game that added so much enthusiasm to the sport, this was a really good game for college football. And I think he gave it a shot in the arm that in some ways, I think a lot of people have been kind of negative in some ways about college football with the NIL coming into play and everything. But this was a very spirited game. And I think when you look at the two teams, there were two good teams. Ohio State, in my estimation, has better natural talent than Notre Dame does right now. But I tell you, Notre Dame gave it everything they possibly could, and Coach almost pulled it out.
You know, Frank, I feel the same way you did. What a great football game that was. You just stay there. You never leave the TV set, or if you're at the game or whatever you did out there, anybody. But I'll tell you, it's really a shame that one of those teams had to lose. It really was, because they both played their hearts out.
They did. Coach, I was talking with James Amadei, and James is at the game as well. But he was saying the crowd was wild, and especially in the fourth quarter. Every play that was a gain or a loss was exciting. People were screaming like crazy. Ohio State support was great there. There was a whole band of red jerseys around that you could see. Ohio State travels very well, so they gave a lot of support to their team. ND really, to me, kept Ohio State's offense at bay. They were bending but not breaking. The couple of times in the first half, I thought that Ohio State had great opportunities to score. One fella, Egbuka, had caught the pass right in the end zone, and it hit the ground. They initially called it a touchdown, but when you watch the review of it, you saw that the ball hit the ground. But that was one play they had an opportunity to score, and early in the second quarter, I believe, they had a fourth and one, and they went for it. Coach, my thought as a visiting team, if I am Ohio State, I'm going to get some points on the board. I'm going to be ahead in the game, and I'm going to show Notre Dame's defense that, hey, we didn't score this time, but we're getting something out of it. So I was a little surprised that they didn't do that, get a field goal. ND's focus was tough. Their defense played a great game. However, Ohio State's offense was very explosive, as we saw. Henderson ran that one for 61 yards and a touchdown. And McCord threw for 240 yards. And, Coach, he was throwing some lasers out there. He was making some pinpoint passes. There was a couple of plays that they completed the pass, and there was some kind of penalty involved, or there was some kind of oddity that happened that they didn't get credit for the catch. So therefore, McCord actually was throwing for more yardage, but that's okay. That's all part of the game. All I'm saying is that they were a heck of an offensive team, especially a passing team. Their whole culture at Ohio State really has changed. I mean, I think they have tough linemen and they have tough running backs, but they are a throwing team. And when you have receivers like Harrison, Fleming, Williams, and Mbuke, and even Stover, the tight end, he had seven catches as well. I mean, you have to look at that type of offense and say, hey, we're going to go with it. So there was a lot of things involved in that game. And I think that Notre Dame should be proud of themselves. But, Coach, here's something I was talking to James about, James Amade. Let's not lose to Ohio State twice. And what I mean by that is we lost to them last week. But let's not keep thinking about that loss. Let's think about winning and winning at Duke. Because let me tell you, Duke is no pushover. They're somebody that's going to have to be reckoned with, and they're going to come with all barrels loaded. So it's going to be an interesting weekend, Coach.
Before we talk a bit about Duke, and you have two teams on the road the next 2 weeks, and they're both undefeated, if I don't ask you this question, I'm asked it all the time, I wouldn't be doing the right thing for our listeners. What happened in your mind, or what are they saying happened in there on the defensive front when they only had 10 players on the field? What happened there?
Well, Coach, my anticipation of this is what happened was, and of course, Freeman and the defensive coaches are taking blame for it, and they should, but maybe they didn't practice this enough. But when you go from a prevent defense, is what they had out there. You know, you had three rushing linemen, and then you had like eight defensive backs trying to prevent the pass. And then McCord hit that 19. It was fourth and 19, and he hit that ball, hit that receiver all the way on the 1 foot line, and he got tackled. So I mean, the prevent defense didn't work at that point. They throw the ball down and spike it. Now immediately you need to have your goal line defense in there, and somebody missed the call that they should be out there. Now, I don't know if it's the player himself that didn't run out there and line up, or it's one of the coaches needed to tell him, hey, you need to be out there. But there was a lot of chaos going on out there. And, Coach, you know as well as I do, a lot of times with experience, there's that happens less. Now, I'm not saying that Coach Freeman, his inexperience caused that. But that's the thing that people are leaning on at this point. It was an unfortunate thing. There were actually two plays. There was only 10 men on the field. And that was a really unfortunate thing. I think at one point he was going to throw somebody in there. It would have been a penalty. And it would have moved the ball closer to the goal line. And he decided not to do that. That's what one of the reporters were saying here. But unfortunate that at the end of a great game and, Coach, a great effort by the Irish, which I think really were outmanned in some ways skill-wise. I think the offense of Ohio State has really great receivers and have a very strong, good quarterback that can throw the ball. And he's going to be he has an NFL arm. I think he'll be out there. Now, Sam Harrison had a decent day, too. He was 17 for 25. Only 175 yards, though. He was harassed more than he has been in the first four games. And he got sacked at the end, towards the end of the game, which hurt them. He also tried to run a couple of times, once for a short yardage, and really got stuffed back. And the other one was on a sweep to the right. He rolled out. And looks like he was going to get that first down. And as he got hit, he got pushed back instead of leaning forward across the line, the first down marker. So, you know, he's not the biggest guy. He's about 6'1", about 200 and between 200 and 210 pounds. But, you know, when you're playing against some of these horses out there, Coach, that are 250 pounds at linebacker and they're hitting you, you're going to move. And that was the unfortunate thing there. So, great game, great effort, and it's unfortunate that the last minute or so, last 30 seconds, really caused some heartache for the Irish as far as what could have been.
Well, Frank, I can understand it as a coach, and you can understand it as a player, how that can happen when you go for a prevent, dropping eight to now a goal line situation, one player forgets or they didn't get in the game or they're not, you know, those things happen. But let's talk about Duke real quickly. Duke has an outstanding football team, and they beat Clemson in the opening game of the year. And you're at Duke. This would be like a bowl game for them.
Coach, they've been waiting for Notre Dame for over a year. They saw that they were going to be on a schedule for a long time. Mike Elko is a great coach. Last year, they were 9-4. They won their bowl game. They beat the University of Central Florida 30-13 in the Military Bowl. He's a defensive-minded guy. I think they're going to run a kind of a controlled offense. They're not that flamboyant. They have a good passing attack. Riley Leonard is the main part of their offense. He's the guy last year, he rushed for 699 yards and 13 touchdowns. And he also passed for almost 3,000 yards and 20 touchdowns. So here's a good leader. This is a team that has inner strength. Each individual on that team feels that they can compete at a high level. Now, they're people that work with a lot of discipline. They're guys that don't have tremendous natural talent, but they're guys that want to prove that they can play with anybody. And sometimes, Coach, when you have that kind of situation, you're up against somebody that is going to do everything they possibly can to compete. They're going to learn everything they can. They're going to study hard. They're going to train hard. They're going to eat right. They're going to do everything they possibly can to compete. And Notre Dame's going to be in for it. If they're not ready, they're going to have a real dogfight on their hands. This year, they have 8 guys on offense returning, 7 on defense. They have a solid offense, like I said, and they played some pretty good competition. They played Northwestern. Okay, Northwestern's having a down year, but they are a Big Ten school, and they got beat 38-14. They beat Connecticut 41-7, and of course they beat Clemson 28-7, which is a little misleading because Clemson was inside the 10 twice and fumbled, but they did win, and they're averaging 37 points a game. And they're only giving up 8 points a game, less than 9 points a game. There's some really good points about this Duke team. They have an inner strength, like I said. Their quarterback play is real solid. They have veteran leadership, and they're very, very disciplined. Their total yards per game, Coach, is around 425 yards a game. They're only giving up 276 yards a game. Notre Dame has to be ready. If they think they're going to walk in there and just throw their helmet on the field, they're sorely mistaken. And, Coach, let me tell you, it doesn't get any easier after Duke. They have to just worry about Duke right now. But Louisville may be even better than Duke. And I tell you, this is one of the toughest schedules I've seen Notre Dame have to play in a very long time. In the next 3 weeks, you're playing undefeated teams, one natural talent after the other gets better. Duke is not as good as Louisville, and Louisville is not as good as Southern Cal, but they are 1, 2, 3. They're coming up. And so the Irish really better buckle up, as you always say, because if they don't, they're going to have a tough go of it, Coach.
Well, Frank, again, what a thorough report you gave us regarding the Notre Dame-Ohio State game and the game this weekend against Duke. We always want to thank James for his contribution to our Notre Dame football report. He's been a part of our team for several years. Frank, I want to wish you the best of luck. Have a great weekend. I know you'll be watching football like I do the entire weekend. And again, we want to thank you for joining us. We look forward to having you with us next week.
Coach, it's on ABC on September 30th at 7:30. And game day is there as well. So it should be a lot of fun to watch.
Always football is a lot of fun to win, and it always makes a big difference if you're on the winning side. Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team, has joined us. He'll be back with us next week, and of course, we want to start by thanking our sponsor, that Station Casinos, for sponsoring this segment during the football season. Remember Station Casinos' STN Sports app, the most tested, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Las Vegas. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. So buckle up. When we come back, Jim Gemma is going to be joining us, Director of Media Relations for the Las Vegas Aviators. So we'll be going over to the Las Vegas ballpark for the last time this season, but the 2024 A schedule is out. We'll talk to Jim about that and a lot of other things. I'm Harvey Hyde. Buckle up. We'll be right back with our Coors Sports Topic Show.